Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. The time is 8:16, and it's time for our morning interview. I have some amazingly enthusiastic and energetic folks on Zoom this morning. They're all laughing at me on Zoom. It's good. So good morning. We've got two folks from Sitka Public Library and one person from the Sitka Sound Science Center. So I'll start by introducing Maite. Thank you so much for joining me. Maite is the Youth Services Librarian at Sitka Public Library, and then we'll introduce folks as we move on. So today we're talking about a special summer program. Maite, you can take it away.
Good morning, and thank you for having us here. We are very excited because we are almost there to launch one of the most popular programs at the library. This is the Summer Reading Program. That is a program that gives us so many opportunities to connect with the community, to empower kids to keep their reading skills through the summer, and also to offer a new learning activities to all the community. So this year, the theme of our program is pretty cool. It's Tales and Tales. So we are going to embrace all kind of programming and books around creatures, animals, all type of animals. And this program, our summer reading program, the official one, is going to start June 5th, that is on Saturday, and it's going to run until August 7th. And we are going to have programs for all ages, from babies to adults and everybody in between. And besides that, and that is why we are here this morning, and I am so excited, is because that this theme of Tales and Tales, one of the objectives this summer, especially after this COVID horror that we have gone through, that has not allowed some institutions like the library and the one that you are going to introduce next to offer activities for little ones and families in person. We thought that it would be very dear to connect with one institution who does story times like we do at the library this summer, and create a very exciting program for all the community. So besides the summer reading program, we are going to everybody in Sitka who desires to have the opportunity to read about octopuses this summer. And we, and with the help of friends of the library who have donated generously money to purchase books for everybody who wants to read about octopuses, everybody is going to be able to not only participate in a book club called My Teacher Octopus Summer Book Club, but also they are going to have the opportunity to participate in many activities related to octopuses. So that is the part that I wanted to share with you.
Oh, this is great. This is, of course, perfect timing. So this is the first day of summer vacation officially. And, of course, Maite, how long have you been at the library? I have to ask.
That's cruel. Yeah, I'm very old. I think I'm almost 16 years next November.
Yeah, well, I can say that my kids certainly participated in summer programs, and anxious to have my grandson now participate in summer programs, thanks to you and everyone organized or coordinated with this. So I'm going to ask, of course, this is a partnership with another organization, and so I'm going to introduce now Christina Tiernan. She is the education coordinator with Sitka Sound Science Center. And Christina, tell us what your role is. Is it specifically with octopus or with the lots of creatures that Maite talked about?
Yeah, thank you for the introduction. So I'm the education coordinator at the Science Center, and Maite approached me a few months ago because, like she mentioned, some of our programming has had to be put on hold during COVID, and one of our favorite programs is the preschool program. So at the library, they do their story time once a week. And at the Science Center, we do a Sprouts program that includes reading books and then having different crafts and activities. So that's kind of how this conversation started. And so the week of the octopus celebration, we're going to kick it off on Tuesday, July 13th with a preschool program. And that will be at the Science Center from 10 to noon. And Maite and I will both be reading books having to do with octopuses, And then there will be some crafts and activities set up here for kids and their families to participate in. And so that's the preschool program on July 13th. So that's for 3 to 5 year olds and their parents. And then the next day, Wednesday, July 14th, we will have a program for kids in kindergarten through sixth grade and their families. And that will be a program we call Eco Discovery. And so it's an ecological mystery that students will solve. So they travel to different stations throughout the Science Center. And this particular one will be called The Case of the Shrimp Snatcher. So we've set up a scenario where shrimp have gone missing in the aquarium, and there's a few different creature suspects, and they go to different stations, eliminate suspects while learning about different animal diets and habitats and physical characteristics along the way. And you can probably imagine one of the suspects is an octopus. And so throughout the exploration, they'll learn about octopus and other animals. So that should be a lot of fun.
Oh my gosh. So that's so that's Octopus Week, but of course the whole, the reading program starts earlier than that. We'll try to recap all this at the end here. So one other guest we have on Zoom today is Margo. Margo is the adult services librarian at Sitka Public Library. So Margo, what's your role in all of this, in all of these programs?
Yeah, so Maite and Christina did a lot of the heavy lifting on this one. So I'm sort of just assisting with everything because I also help Maite with the summer reading program. I run things for adults. So when we were talking about Octopus Week activities, we do have, so we'll have the two youth programs, and then we also have two all ages programs because it really is an all ages book club. So on Thursday, the 15th, we're going to have a free film screening at Centennial Building in the auditorium, and that's going to be My Octopus Teacher. And so that is the documentary that won an Oscar, I think, this year. And so it follows a man as he spent, I think it was like a year in the wild with an octopus, and they filmed the entire thing. And so it really became like the octopus was the character.
Oh, okay, so I have to ask, what does it mean to spend a year in the wild with an octopus?
I don't know.
Without a spoiler, right?
Yeah. But I'm excited to find out. Wow. Everyone really liked it. So I think it'll be really fun. And then on Friday the 16th, we're going to have a talk at 6 p.m. also at Centennial Building that we're super excited about. Kelly Voss is a doctoral candidate at UC Santa Cruz, and her research is all about octopus. And she has agreed to come up and spend the week with us and help. And then she's going to give this community-wide presentation about the work that she does. She specifically studies like octopus limb loss. So a lot of it is about, I think she called it Octopus Fight Club, like how they lose limbs and what happens after that. And we got to meet with her last week. She seems great. So we're super excited to have that happen. So yeah, basically summer reading starts next Saturday, and that's when we're kicking off the book club, which is for all ages. So if any of this sounds interesting to you, come to the library or give us a call and you can register. You can get a free book while supplies last. We have several different titles for all ages, so little kids down to adults. And we just want folks to sign up, go ahead, read the books at your own pace. It would be a fun family activity. If you all want to read the children's book together, that's perfect. And then once we get into July, we're going to start publicizing the rest of these events and letting folks know how to register. So for now, you just need to know registration starts next Saturday, the 5th, at the library for the book club.
And mark the calendar for the week of July 13th for Octopus Week. So Christina, yes. I have to ask you, so we have visited the Science Center many times to visit Pearl. Sadly, Pearl is no longer with us, but it was fascinating to watch the octopus eat, to watch it move, and then get moved to a new tank, right? You got a new tank not all that long ago, maybe it was a while ago. Is there an octopus in residence today? Do you have an octopus?
We unfortunately do not currently have an octopus with us, and we are on the hunt for one. We have some octopus pots out around different areas, and if you know anyone's out during low tide in the next few weeks or on our boat and they catch an octopus in their shrimp pot, feel free to bring it into us. We are looking for one because it is a great way to to share those creatures with the public.
So what do they do? What if I found an octopus, you know, wandering lost on the beach, what would I do?
You could put it in a bucket and either call the Science Center or just bring it on over to us.
Well, we'd love to have one back because it was for us one of the star attractions for sure. Mm-hmm. But we're going to have star attractions at the library. We hope we can have people every day in the library. I know Maite and Margo would love to see all of you there anytime. That is it. That's all the time we have for our interview this morning. Again, the summer reading program kicks off on Saturday, and there's a special Octopus Week coming up in July. So what's a good place to get more information for that? Is there a website? Is there a person to call? What, Maite, I'll ask you, what's the best way to reach to get more information?
Yeah, people can call to the library anytime, ask for either Margo or myself, and we can share more information. And I'm sure that Christina could also answer questions on her side if needed too. But we are going to have social media information going on, and newspaper, radio, etc. Well, so no excuses for sickness
to know about octopuses. Well, yeah, I'm excited. A long-standing tradition for the library to provide these summer programs, and we've appreciated it for many, 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 many years, and it's exciting to have that partnership with the Science Center. So we've been speaking with Maite. She's the Youth Services Librarian at Sitka Public Library. Margo is the Adult Service Librarian, and Christina Tierman, Education Coordinator with Sitka Sound Science Center, about summer reading program and Octopus Week. Thank you so much for joining me, and thanks for coming in.
Thank you. All right. Thank you very much.
Yeah, bye now.